This is Dakota Datebook for June 4th. On this date, in 1918, the Bismarck Theater featured a performer, quote, hailed by women as the most beautiful example of their sex, unquote. However, Julianne L. Tinge was not a woman, but a female impersonator, and one of the most celebrated and highest paid performers in the United States. L. Tinge was born William Dalton in Massachusetts in 1881. As a boy, he showed an affinity for performance and was fond of dressing up in ladies' clothing. Dalton's affinity was encouraged by his mother, but prohibited by his father. In the 1890s, the Dalton family moved to Butte, Montana, a booming mining town where several saloons and vaudeville houses sprang up. As a teenager, Dalton performed as a dancer in the saloons, dressed as a woman. The practice was not uncommon in the rough railroad and mining towns due to the fact that the incoming population was predominantly male and a respectable young woman would not have been found near a saloon. Dalton's employment in the saloons was short-lived. When his father found out, Dalton was swiftly sent back to Boston to work as a store clerk. Yet his love of theater persisted. He studied dance and became active in amateur theater. It was during this time that the female alter ego of Julianne L. Tinge was born. In 1904, he made his New York Broadway debut in Mr. Wicks of Wickham, which rocketed him to worldwide acclaim. By 1912, L. Tinge, a.k.a. Billy Dalton, was not only a Broadway headliner, a theater was named in his honor, the L. Tinge 42nd Street Theater in Manhattan. However, a lesser-known theater was also named in his honor, in Bismarck, North Dakota. In 1919, E.A. Hughes announced that his newly planned vaudeville and movie house would be named the L. Tinge. According to the Grand Forks Herald, quote, the fair Julian, unquote, was an old friend of the Hughes family. And apart from the social ties, the air of glamour that accompanied L. Tinge's name likely figured into Hughes's business decision. In 1920, the L. Tinge Theater opened on 3rd Street in Bismarck. L. Tinge's career straddled the era of vaudeville and motion pictures. Throughout the 1920s, he starred in several films while still performing in vaudeville tours. However, by the late 1930s, cultural tastes changed, and the trend of female impersonation was no longer regarded as lighthearted entertainment. Some cities even enacted laws against what were now called drag performances. L. Tinge's career declined, and in 1941, he passed away after a performance in Manhattan. The old theater building in Bismarck went through a couple of name changes and was eventually demolished. However, L. Tinge's legacy lives on in the preserved cinema productions. As for the original L. Tinge Theater in Manhattan, well, it's now a movie theater. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Maria Witham. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.